In the gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord being brought before Pilate as he is about to be crucified. And Pilate asks him, this is the high priest. The high priest asks him and says, "Art thou the Christ, the Son of the blessed God?" And Jesus says simply, "I am." We recognize, and this is where the point of the blasphemy is coming in, what they're claiming, the I am is the holy name of God. This is the name God gave to Moses when Moses said, "Who am I supposed to say sent me?" And they said, "I am sent you." So when Jesus said this, they understood exactly what this meant. They rejected it, obviously, and yet for those of us who believe, then we take this to the next step and we look at what had happened. Not just that he is accused of blasphemy, which if he wasn't God, that would be true, but he is God and consequently there was no blasphemy. And so then we hear about them spitting upon his face and striking his face. For those of us who love our Lord, we're horrified at the thought of that. But then we ask ourselves, isn't that what we do every time we sin? Don't we just spit in God's face? Don't we slap him? If we really think about that, it's one thing to, for instance, hit somebody on the shoulder, spank a kid on the rump, but to hit somebody's face, there's a whole different quality about that. Because the face is where the expression of the person is going to be demonstrated most clearly. Certainly, while we can say that we express our persons in and through the body, that is, when we make a choice, that's going to be expressed physically in and through the body. In a particular way, it's expressed through the face. Because even the bodily actions are going to be demonstrated in the face. You might be upset about something and anybody can look at your body and see that you're getting tensed up and you're getting upset, but all they have to do is look at your face and it's going to be really obvious. The same is true if you're happy, the same is true if you're sad, the same is true if you're tired. It's written all over your face. You can't hide it. And yet what we see happening here is that in what these people are doing, it is a total rejection of the Lord. It is a fulfillment of what we heard in the first reading from Isaiah, of what it was they were going to do to him. But we also have to recognize what that implies for us. For those of us who love him, it is a reminder to us that not just for our Lord, but for one another as well. We don't love somebody because of what they look like. We love somebody because of who they are. And in this case, as we heard in the first reading, there was no comeliness. There was nothing there to attract us to him. On the natural level, everything was exactly the opposite, which is why, therefore, we have to look at things on the spiritual level. Because as I have said to you on many occasions, and obviously this doesn't apply to our Lord quite as it would, for instance, to a woman, pretty is on the surface. Beauty comes from within. And so we behold the Lord's beauty completely covered up by all that they had done to him. There is nothing on the natural level that would attract us to him. Which means the only thing that attracts us to him is what's on the spiritual level. That which is being expressed in a particular way through his face. Certainly through his entire body, especially as we recognize the passion, as he is completely wounded up and down in so many ways. But it is his face especially. That is the price of our sins. That is what he accepted for us. And while we can look at that and we can be disgusted by these people who did it, can even be disgusted at ourselves because ultimately we're the ones who are doing it. And while he is allowing that to be shown to us, that this is what we are doing to our God, at the same time we look deeper. Because we have to ask ourselves, why is he allowing this? To be able to show us something far more profound. Not the way that we treat him, which is horrible, but his disposition toward us. It is one of pure love. And that, in this particular situation, can only be seen by looking beyond the woundedness, beyond the disfigurement of his face. It is the face of God. And therefore, it is expressing his person. God is pure love. The reason he allowed that to happen is because of love, so that he would take our sins onto himself. This is the disfigurement that we are causing to our own selves. When you think of a demon and we think of these absolutely hideous forms, they were created so beautiful. And this is what they've done to themselves. You and I are the same way. Our creation in the image and likeness of God is total beauty. Our recreation, being baptized, becoming sons and daughters of God, is even more beautiful. And we have disfigured ourselves. We have marred ourselves sometimes beyond recognition, that there is nothing there that would attract anyone on the natural level. But there is one who is attracted because he sees beyond what is on the surface. He looks to the heart, which is expressed through the face. And he asks us now to do the same. That just as he is overlooking all of the disfigurement of our face, to be able to say, I love you and you need to receive my love, we need to look beyond the disfigurement of his face to see that what he did is because of love, but to be able to go deeper to the love itself, not just to the expression of it, but to the love itself. And that is in the heart of Jesus. That's what we see on his face. Not what we did to it. There's no love in that. Why he did it is pure love. So his disposition is what we have to be looking at. And that disposition is demonstrated through his face. So we need to look at that face. And while on the natural level we can see that there is nothing there to attract us, in fact, only the opposite, it would repel us on the natural level. You and I have to be able to see beyond that and recognize that he is the beautiful one. He is beauty itself. He is pure love. And that's what he wants us to know. That's what attracts him. Not because he was a handsome person, not because he was a wonderful guy, because he is pure love. And that is why he did everything that he did and continues to do everything that he does. We continue to heap all kinds of disgrace upon him. We continue to spit on his face and slap him. And he continues to love. So look beyond what is on the outside. And look to what is on the inside. Don't look at it from what we've done to him, which we have to acknowledge, and that's what we have to repent of. But look at why he's doing it for us. That is where we see the love. That is where we find how much he loves us, that he would actually tolerate that we would do this to him and continue to love us through it. This is something that we cannot comprehend. We don't have to, because this isn't something of the mind. It's something of the heart. And in the heart, it can be comprehended. But there is only one proper way to respond, and that is to do for him what he has done for us. That is to love, to receive his love, to love him in return, and to be able to look not at merely at the outside of what is there in the face, but to look to the depths, to see the beauty of the love of God shining through the human face of Jesus Christ.